And we also mustn't forget, the prophets take the long view of things by definition. As Paul says, judge nothing before the time. There is a view of love which none of us can have before the time. Paul trusts not just in the accuracy of the scripture in and of itself, not just because it's recording oracular testimony, but because of his solid grasp of the truth. His reason reveals it, the truth in Nikola Tesla's sense, quote, every living thing is an engine geared to the wheelwork of the universe, though seemingly affected only by its immediate surrounding. The sphere of external influence extends to infinite distance. There is no constellation or nebula, no sun or planet in all the depths of limitless space, no passing wanderer of the starry heavens that does not exercise some control over its destiny, not in the vague and delusive sense of astrology, but in the rigid and positive meaning of physical science. More than this can be said. There's no thing endowed with life, from man who's enslaving the elements to the numberless creature in all this world, that does not sway it in turn. Whatever action is born from force, though it be infinitesimal, the cosmic balance is upset and universal motion results. Unquote. And in Proudhon's sense, quote, we discover phenomena and laws by observation and experience. Only this deeper sense reveals to us existence. Humanity believes that God is, but in believing in God, what does it believe? In a word, what is God? The nature of this notion of divinity, this primitive universal notion born in the race, the human mind has not yet fathomed. At each step that we take in our investigation of nature and of causes, the idea of God is extended and exalted. The farther science advances, the more God seems to grow and broaden, unquote. At each step, as the dawn unfolds, as new thoughts come, the powerful ideas that shift our thinking in enough of us that it becomes manifest, this shift in the physical conditions of our lives, the material foundation, time finds its fullness. There's no shift in energy that doesn't impact all other things. New ideas prompt a new process of reflection. New ideas change the fiber of a being. We become different people. That which is given us through the grace of the infinite, not obtainable else, and paid for with the lives of the prophets, of all who lived and died for us. For us to achieve the unity we each seek. Quote, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Continuing with Paul, what advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there in circumcision, that is, in our avowals or demonstrations of faith? Much every way, says Paul, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. And I comment, faith is being expressed here in our infinite God, love-given power of reflection, our reason continuing. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous? Who taketh vengeance, I speak as a man. God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And a reminder here, the meaning of sin in our recontextualization of Paul's guidance is the system or the state in us. Continuing, and not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable, produce nothing. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. I comment, they open their mouths and death comes out. This points to an upcoming discussion of Paul's from his chapter, Hebrews. He says, will you purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament. Prince uses the term old ideas in the same sense, which helps us understand the uniformity of the thought of class across millennia and the urgency of our taking action to reclaim our true way of being in the world. True way for life. Prince's choice. Continuing with Paul. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh, no nation be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all of them who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, be the peace, the reconciliation, the love, and the justifier, the bringing to reconciliation, to unity, of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Thank you for your taking the time to think these things through with us today. And as always, I hope you will stay tuned for the archival shows and the music of Prince. I love you. Peace.